Hello and welcome to Anime Hour, a weekly podcast about anything anime. I'm Jordan Steed, your host. With me as always, Smith.
Or Smith Decrease the Red.
Maxwell.
Hey.
And Bogue.
Hi.
Jackass.
Fucking Smith.
You've always fucking it up, Smith.
God damn it, Smith.
The beard's looking good today, dude.
Dude, looking super fresh.
Yeah, I mean, you look good.
Man, it's nice to have Bogue here today.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, Bogue.
Man. I'm glad to be here.
How's the week been, boys?
It's been interesting.
How's the anime this week been?
Fucking awesome.
Dude, it's been awesome.
I caught up to everything finally. I feel good.
Attack on Titan's been awesome. My Hero Academy's been great. Some of the stuff that's come out is just insane. And with that, I'm your host, Jordan Steed.
Hey.
We got Maxwell.
What's going on?
Smith.
What's up, dude?
And Bogue.
Hey.
We're starting off Anime Hour this week with a little bit of jibber-jabber about Boruto. Smith discussed that he's got a pretty cool fan theory about Attack on Titan for the first season. So let's get things started, boys. Smith, what was your idea, my man?
So we were talking in the car the other day about some of the shit that was kind of going on.
Can I pause you there? Isn't it fucking hilarious? Like... I'm going to pause you. 2 seconds in, I'm going to pause you. Isn't it hilarious?
I'll let you finish real quick. Beyonce had the best.
I'm Kanye in your speech. It's just awesome how, like, 90% of our, like, badass conversation is when, like, it's just silent in the car, and Smith is just like, dude, what the fuck is this happened? It's just some crazy-ass theory.
But, oh, God. Back to the theory.
Because
we were talking about how, like, in the very first episode of the very first season, Hans was kind of talking to Aaron about how Dr. Jaeger...
So this was essentially the first episode.
Yeah, basically the very first episode of Attack on Titan, where... Mr. Hans was saying something to Aaron about how his dad, Dr. Jaeger, had prevented some sort of epidemic. And I remember a long time ago, we had this conversation, me and you, Steed.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, like, what that epidemic could have been, whether it was Titan-related or...
Or, like... Well, we were talking about how the Titans got created, really.
Yeah, yeah. And so you brought up something about, like... Because usually when you hear the word epidemic, everybody kind of... immediately goes to like disease, like
and
a breakout.
Death.
I mean, like, Black Plague.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a breakout would be like a little bit of a
swine flu.
Yeah. But an epidemic's like fucks up humanity.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of thinking, like, so Dr. Jaeger, when we see him in the very first season, does inject Aaron with some sort of needle.
We see like those flashbacks.
Yeah. But I would presume is what helps him turn into a Titan. So I was kind of thinking, like, what if this epidemic that he prevented, he was injecting all these people all across the world and either intentionally or unintentionally was actually giving people the gene that helps people turn into Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's like a Bruce Banner type deal.
Yeah. So basically, like, your whole theory to sum it up, like, because we were kind of all over the place, is, like, Dr. Jaeger, Aaron's dad, it was mentioned by Hans that he prevented like a big illness, and this was just presumably within the walls, but maybe outside the walls. And so we're thinking maybe he either created the Titan virus and injected people with it, and that's how we got the intelligent people that can transform into Titans or intelligent Titans. Basically, like, what if he's the cause of everything, or what if he prevented it from everything getting worse?
Yeah,
you know. This is just a little fan theory. And I thought that shit was brilliant. When I first heard it, you had my brain racing a million miles an hour, dude.
My brain exploded like Bogue's did just a second ago.
Yeah, dude, just fucking
it's the first time Bogue heard it. And if you... I wish this was a... Like, we had this on video, because Bogue's face was just... started mouth breathing there for a second.
Turtle sex.
I always mouth breathe.
So back... We're kind of going to swoop back to the original topic this week, which is Boruto. Naruto, the Next Generation.
Hey.
Max caught all the way up.
I'm Bogue, one episode behind.
Bogue got an episode or two behind, right?
No, an episode.
Just one episode?
Yeah, we got...
I was passing out on that last one we watched.
We kind of just binged watched 4 or 5 of them just before this to kind of get caught up so we could talk about it, because we had some friends and people that we talked to who wanted to hear us kind of get our thoughts on what's happening with Boruto. And, of course, why not start with the beginning of Boruto? Which is him fighting with...
What's his name, Smith?
I want to say... We were thinking he looked a lot like Iwabe, but I want to say his name was like something with a K.
It's... Man, look it up on your phone.
Yeah.
But so the opening scene, and then if you, again, if you have not seen Boruto, this is going to be mad spoiler alert, so do not listen to this if you don't want to have spoils.
We are spoils.
If you don't care, what's up? Keep listening.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast.
You heard.
This is your host, Jordan.
Yeah. So it opens up with Boruto looking like a badass.
Yeah.
Which is what I was worried about. Like, how can you, like, I was so worried about with Boruto, like, how can Boruto follow up with, like, his dad being the greatest ninja to literally ever live ever?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard for them to portray any of them being badasses.
Yeah, but with that opening scene, all my fears were gone from that, because, like, he looked like a badass. Like,
oh, yeah.
Having the, what I presume, what, and this is totally not a thing, but I presume it's the Tensegon in one eye.
Hate to jump in, but his name was Kawaki? K-W-A-K-I? A-K-I!
I can't say it, dude. I cannot Kawaki? Pronounce Japanese names until I hear them.
Like a million 30 times.
Yeah. in the anime.
I can't until I hear, and this is going to sound like a real bitch move, because we're all talking about anime, but I can't pronounce their names until I hear the dub version of someone else butchering it. I'm like, I'll just say it like him.
I said Shippuden for the longest time. It's Naruto Shippuden.
But
we're going to go back to that opening scene, because we love getting off topic here at Anime Hour. Mm-hmm. It's tight.
Yeah, they do really, like, not only, like, the two characters you see, but, like, showing you that the Hidden Leaf Village is in ruins again.
Yeah, yeah.
Just and a shambles.
That they're fighting on Naruto's stone face.
Yeah, and it kind of pans out at one point. You just see the whole village destroyed. All the stone faces are massacred. All the new buildings that you later see in that episode in Boruto are just massacred. And it's pretty intense to and then and a whole another part is when they're fighting and they have like these like
tattoos.
Almost
tattoos.
Curse marks.
Yeah.
Almost curse That's marks they're lighting up say. like for extra power or chakra, which might be a thing that everybody has eventually because all the new ninja tools and stuff.
Like Orochimaru went in and like perfected the Jugo curse
mark. Yeah, all sorts of people are working on ninja tools and stuff.
I mean,
which I wouldn't be surprised if Orochimaru and people like Kabuto are like the leaders in that field, you know?
Yeah.
But then this dude, Kawaki, is that his name?
Yeah, Kawaki.
Kawaki says, I'll send you where I sent the seventh Hokage.
Ooh.
And I'm just like,
hold up.
I know if you tried to fight him, you'd get bitch slapped.
And if the very like slim chance that, you beat him.
Him
you
and Sasuke.
You know who's going to be there. Right fucking there.
Yep.
Like,
yeah. And it's pretty... It's hard to believe that he could beat those two, because if you're fighting one seriously to the death, you're fighting the other.
Oh, yeah.
And so when he says... Because he never says he killed him. He says, I'll send you where I sent the seventh Hokage. So that means... to me, that means he's got some sort of extra-dimensional power that, like, he can teleport through stuff. And it has to be pretty crazy if, like... Something that had to happen to Sasuke where he couldn't get him out of it with the
It had to be. It has to be in like a very dire situation where he either singled them out one by one and caught him off guard.
Yeah,
or he straight up fucking put both of them. And it's got to be
different fucking dimension.
It's got to be a powerful jutsu to keep Sasuke from coming back.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like
because you know, as soon as you're weaving signs or doing whatever, his. One eye is going to be figuring it out, and his other one's going to be figuring out how to kill you.
Yeah.
So,
like...
Yeah.
And then his one fucking hand's going to be doing it.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
I don't believe that they're dead.
They got killed.
There's no way. It's just... Yeah, I agree. There's no ninja alive that could take them.
Yeah. Nobody.
The one thing that I do like about, like, the whole opening section where they do, you know, kind of portray this fight is the fact that, like, what I was worried about coming into Boruto was, like, all right, so we just came through, like, some serious shit at the end of Shippuden.
The most
like, how are they gonna, how are they gonna, like, you know, live up to that prior potential? And it's something that I, you know, frankly, I don't think they'll ever get something that fucking cool, but...
Yeah, not at least not to us, because we grew up, or at least I grew up watching Naruto from a young age, and so we see all that progression over 15 years, and just... you go from beating the creator of all chakra and the mother of the person who created Ninshu, which then led to ninjutsu, like defeating her, and then their epic battle of like, we thought the first Hokage and Madara was crazy.
Not even.
It's child's play compared to them.
Yeah.
So Boruto trying to compete with that, almost like fire against fire, you know, it wasn't going to happen. So going like, I want you to get back to that because I want to steal what you're going to say.
Yeah. But I just think it's cool that like, you know, they're kind of opening with like a, hey, look, you know, shit is going to get real. We're going to go back to like some old school type shit where, you know, they're learning how to master chakra and, you know, learning how to be ninjas and shit, but it is going to get gnarly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
fucking 500 episodes.
Naruto's king of filler, except for Fairy Tail and Bleach and One Piece.
Oh god, don't even get me started on One Piece. I cannot.
Oh man.
Anyway, moving on.
I kind of wanted to kind of see what Bogue's fresh thoughts are about the whole thing. I know you're not crazy impressed with it right now.
Yeah.
But you do like it.
It's got my attention. I want to know what the fuck that shadowy chakra stuff that Boruto sees.
Yeah,
we'll get back to that in a minute.
We'll get back to that in my because I got a fan theory on that boy. But as far as a story, don't you guys think it's Boruto is so different? In the first episode, you see him like getting into all this trouble and mischief, but for some parts the same reason as his dad, and some for different reasons, because Naruto never had parents. Or like, and nobody, which is weird, not even the third Hokage, who was like best friends with his dad, really parented him, which is weird. I still don't get that. But, and so he didn't have anybody, so he was causing mischief for love and attention to try and get any attention. And Boruto is doing the same because his dad's so busy. And me being a hardcore Naruto fan is, I'm kind of like, you got a mom that loves you, you got a little sister, your dad's the Hokage. And like, in my mind, being an adult, I'm like, suck it up. Your dad's busy. But then I think about it, like, he's 10. He doesn't get that, you know?
Yeah.
So. And that's the interesting thing is we've already grown up with the characters that the characters in Naruto. You've grown, as us who have watched it, so when, like you said, 15 years, we've watched them grow up and go through those trials and errors. And now we're basically getting set, reset button.
Yeah.
And we're watching them, but now we know everyone in the village, and like, these kids are us when we were watching Naruto. Yeah. They don't know anything about any of these cool ninjutsus that they can learn.
Yeah.
And so I love that fact that he's kind of us 15 years ago.
Yeah. So kind of back onto the first episode. So you see him causing all this mischief. And he kind of seems, he almost comes off like at first he comes off like an arrogant little asshole. Mm-hmm. But you see he was like protecting and like trying to like, show Denki, that game, the kid that's dad owns that big game company, mm-hmm. that like he can be anything he wants to be and stuff like that. And so at the end of the episode, you see, Naruto's actually not mad at him because like he was sticking up for his friend, and Naruto sees like he's got a lot more traits like me than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Although being raised more privileged and stuff like that, and it makes him enough different that it's not the same story, you know, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. I'm pleased with Boruto for sure. Like it's something I'm excited to watch every week for sure. I love it.
One thing that I think is like super cool about it is like, so in Shippuden, there was one episode, it was definitely a filler episode for sure. But, it heavily related to like the main story was like,
when bring the mic a little closer,
Madara did actually manage to get the Tsukiyomi for a second, and he did get everybody wrapped up in the tree, and they were having all these gnarly dreams and shit. Yeah. There was it Tenten's dream where like everybody, like they were all switched up?
No, that was, where everybody, like, Hinata was, like, a bitch and stuff?
Yeah, that was Sakura's. No,
that was Tenten.
Was it Tenten's dream?
Yeah, because she was, like, trying to, like, she was like, wait, that's not how you act? And then she was, like, trying to like, get them to act the way they were supposed to.
But one thing I liked about that episode was seeing, like, Naruto be be the cool guy. And so I think it's kind of cool to like watch Boruto, and he's like, you definitely get the Naruto vibe from him. Like he's a lot like his dad in a lot of respects, and a lot different than his dad in a lot of respects, but he's a popular kid at school. So it's kind of cool to see that, like, you know?
Yeah. It doesn't make me want to root as hard for him though. Cause he's not the underdog, I guess.
For sure.
But at the same time, you don't need to root as hard for him because he's the strongest one in the class.
Yeah, and I feel like...
Except for, in the first few episodes until Mitsuki gets there. But
yeah.
I feel like the thing that takes it away from me wanting to root for him as much is I know that if he ever gets in like a dire situation, his dad's going to be right there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, going to the movie, the Boruto movie, when you first when you first introduced to him, every time he, like, that one time that he is like, it's, they're going to die. Like, there's nothing. And Naruto comes in, gives him the Jiraiya smile, and you're like,
shing.
And it's like, fucking, he's gone, and you think he's dead for a minute. Like,
you need to pause on that. Oh. Shut the fuck up, because we're going to talk about the Boruto movie different time. And I know you got a lot to say on that, so.
I do.
You do, dude. I know you do. I can see it in your face right now. So,
well,
I get what you're saying, though. I get what you're saying. It's like, that's what I thought too, until this last episode we watched with Bogue, the fifth or sixth episode, when they almost got their shit kicked in by their sensei.
Yeah,
that was inside the village.
Well, too. I have a theory about that, but what were you gonna say, Bogue?
It was just about Boruto's, like, he's trying to find his identity.
Yeah,
in super this. Hard.
It's like.
He's super teenage.
He's just
being
Naruto's
teen.
Son. Yeah. He's trying to coast off of his own achievements.
Like
not
how...
What would be the ninja equivalent of Blink-182?
I don't know.
I don't know.
The Sound Village?
Where are you?
I don't have any parents.
But
fuck you guys. Could,
like, like Sai and Ino's kid. What's his name?
Inojin?
Yeah, like he says, riding on the Seventh Hokage's coattails, and Naruto's really trying to prove that he's not doing that.
But I mean, like, Boruto. That's a natural thing for sure. Like, if you're anybody anywhere who, like, you know, wants to make something out of themselves, if people are going to say shit, you know, just, oh, you're from this family. Yeah, well, fuck you. Watch this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's interesting that, because it could have went one of two ways. Either he is like he is in the anime, or he's an arrogant fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like, every... anime character like that before him.
Like Neji was at one point, like Sasuke was.
Like, I'm the shit, get over it.
Yeah.
And he's not like that.
Yeah. At least so far what we've seen, he's for sure not like that. And I kind of want to touch on what little we've seen of her, but Sadara, Sasuke and Sakura's daughter, who's kind of a bitch.
She's kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
But
Sakura's daughter.
And Sasuke's daughter.
Uchiha blood.
Yeah. Like, I mean, she's a bitch. Because she knows that she's good,
but she's not as strong as Boruto. I think there's always going to be that catch up between those two, just like their dads.
I think, and this is like just me because of like we were talking before that there's always going to be that feud between the Uchiha and the
Senju
clans. But I feel like she isn't as strong because she hasn't awakened
exactly
the Sharingan yet.
See, here's the thing though. Is Uchiha have strong chakra, but they don't have that much of it. So not only does Boruto have Uzumaki chakra and the healing ability of them, he clearly has the talent, natural talent of the Hyuga and the visual prowess. So you're taking the best attributes of Naruto and giving him visual prowess.
Yeah.
So I don't think Sadara has a chance. Yeah, she's not even full-blood Uchiha either.
She's got Uchiha and then some shit.
That's yeah, some just has. Bullshit pink mustached grandpa having, but looking like a fucking.
And he looks like Patrick Starr.
I am 100% with you guys with Useless. I mean, she's not bringing anything to the table except for the fact that she hits hard. And it's in the very few times it's shown, like she destroys fucking. And I get what you're going to say is that Naruto can do Naruto it 10 times fold.
Way stronger.
Yeah.
Way stronger.
The amount of force and power that she, if she is given that side, she could just be. She could just.
Well, that's not. You're getting confused. That's not her natural ability. It's her focusing her chakra, learning how to do that. Naruto and Sasuke just hit that hard. Her Sakura has to focus her chakra into those punches to hit that hard.
Yeah.
But you need those strong female characters.
She'll be strong.
That's why you got those strong female characters.
She'll be strong, but there's always going to be that. She's going to get really close, and then Boruto's going to gap a little bit, and then she's going to get really close.
But I hope that that gap...
I think they're going to be rivals the whole time.
Yeah. But what I'm hoping for is I hope that gap isn't like it is between Sasuke, Naruto, and Sakura, because if Sarada could, like, kind of keep up with Naruto, that would be a lot cooler than just having, like, Boruto. Complete fucking use. Yeah, Boruto. Yeah.
I think, That's what I hope happens is I hope they have a rivalry like Kakashi and my guy, they become friends and they work out with each other. Because if not, I don't know, where does that story go?
It's the same story, yeah, I agree. I don't know. I feel like she is a lot stronger than they're letting her on to be. Mm-hmm. And the thing you got to realize, too, is her and Boruto don't have to go through the same things that Sasuke and Naruto went through.
No, not at all.
And so they have the potential. She has the potential to be stronger or as strong as Boruto, and Boruto is the same way.
I think the difference now, like, that comes to my mind immediately, and we're getting super into fan theory again, which I love, but... So...
I would say fan theory or just looking at their genetics.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're making our own theory on what's going to happen. I think it's that fan theory.
Hypotheses.
So what I think is, like, so just like how Konohamaru always had that personal, like, ninja trainer, I think Boruto's gotten a lot of that special treatment, too. And Sadara hasn't, because, yeah, her dad's Sasuke, but I bet lot of the village is kind of, like, still iffy about Sasuke, because he was going to destroy the whole thing. We don't actually know that, but that's how I feel it might be. So maybe she saw, like, Boruto getting special treatment because he is way more talented as a new person in the academy than his dad was.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's the best, probably the best to ever go into the academy, aside from, like, Kakashi and, like,
Itachi,
some of the geniuses. So what I think might is a potential is that she never got the special training, and she sees Boruto getting all the special training because they are friends when they're kids, and so she, like, trains herself super hard, so she's more self-motivated.
Rock Lee.
Yeah, like, kind of like a Rock Lee type, or how Naruto was, how he had to make himself strong until he met up with Kakashi.
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty cool to see her, like, have her own self-motivation, because she doesn't want anything to do with her dad, just like Naruto doesn't want anything to do with his dad, Boruto.
Which will be interesting, because it would be cool to see them, like, kind of trade off training their kids.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be way tight.
I would love to see Sadara get some training in there with Hinata, with that visual prowess.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, Sadara, isn't she the one claiming, she's like, I'm going to be the next Hokage.
Yeah, she's... Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, those self-motivated characters are always the ones who are like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Believe it.
Well...
And where's the...
And I wish I could say they're always the strong ones, but then there's Kiba.
Dude, I feel so bad for Kiba.
Should have been cool, dude. Like, he's a wolf man.
He had so much potential.
Like, in the original three seasons of Naruto, though, he was pretty badass.
Nah, yeah, I didn't fuck with him at all.
I loved Kiba. I agree. He was really strong in the first three seasons.
One character I do want to talk about is Mitsuki.
Who is his parents?
Like we were saying earlier, like, he obviously has to have something to do with Orochimaru.
Well, obviously, he's from the Sound Village. The Hidden Sound.
And he had the white snake, and he's just talking to nobody but that white snake. Like, it has to do with something. Sasuke has the white snake as well, too, though. So we don't, this is a long shot, but stay with me, boys. What if Sasuke is the one bringing up the Sound Village? Just as, like, a...
I don't see that.
Why not?
He went on that, like, in Shippuden, he went on that whole, you know, I have to atone for my sins journey.
Maybe, but it could be an assignment under the Seventh Hokage to have, like, more eyes and ears around to make sure everything's chill.
Yeah, but you got to think about this, too. When he, like, the very last time he tried to kill Naruto, he did it, like, granted, you know, we all saw it as, like, a villain move, but he did it, like, because he thought he was doing what was best for everybody else. So,
yeah.
Maybe he's looking at it like a Don, if your theory is correct, maybe he's looking at it like a Donzo kind of thing, but he's not as fucked up as Donzo.
I'm thinking Naruto sent him out there to do it, because if you're going to have anybody go start, like, a secret type village or help Orochimaru or whoever's doing it, do it, because obviously they're on friendly terms because they're bringing ninja into their own academy, your best friend is the one to have do it. for sure. Especially the one that if anybody tries to fuck it up, they're going to get their shit wrecked. Mm-hmm.
Going back to Smith's thing, though, where, you know, like, he acted on it because he thought he was doing right, I feel like he's given up pursuit on that, like, mindset, because he knows that even if he, like, justifies it in his head as good, it's not necessarily good for everyone.
Yeah.
So he's not...
If he did do it,
going to be making his own decisions.
Yeah. If he
if
did
anything,
do, yeah.
if he has an idea, he's going to go to Naruto.
Yeah, exactly. If he did do it and he didn't do it because Naruto ordered him to do it, he consulted with Naruto before he did it.
Yeah. My only thing with that, and this is going to bring up the Boruto movie again, is...
This is why I said this is kind of a stretch.
Yeah. But no, in...
Just because of the white snake, because there's only three people that have the white snake, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
So it's only the three.
But the... To me, in the Boruto movie, he's still on that quest of traveling through, not stopping in a certain spot.
Let me pause.
Pause.
My theory is bullshit, because he got rid of all the white snake powers when he fought Itachi, fuck all that.
Yeah.
I'm dumb.
they do the three-way deadlock type deal.
No.
He's still a snake master. He still has that contract Manda or whatever.
Orochimaru's snake.
Well, the younger version, but because he killed Manda.
Yeah, he did. I forgot about that.
Fighting Data.
I think it's
like a savage.
I honestly think it's Orochimaru. Yeah. Because in the last couple episodes of Shippuden, he's walking around Bebop. He's the waiter at that fucking Korean place.
What's his name? It's like always like creeping around, following him like a mouth breathing.
Oh, Yamato.
Yamato. What happened to him, dude?
Yamato?
Yeah. Like the last thing I remember is he woke up from that.
He woke up from being in the Zetsu form.
Yeah.
And he saw that what he did, and then. After that, you don't see him until they start doing that little funny
Orochimaru's like walking around,
and dude, Yamato's just following him around everywhere.
He like went back to his daddy or something.
Yeah, Yamato's like bogey to party. Like, you're partying with him, and then he's fucking gone.
Yeah.
It's like, where'd he go?
But I think after everything's said and done, Orochimaru approached Naruto and was like, look, I fucked up. I know that.
Yeah.
My two best friends are dead.
Yep.
Let me atone for that and build this village up.
Following after Sasuke.
And yeah.
Yeah, I think more than going back to Naruto, I think he went to Kakashi, the first.
True.
I think that's who he would have went to do it.
Because Mizuki isn't necessarily like he has a very evil presence to him, like Orochimaru.
Well, he's got a different presence.
Yeah, like Sai.
Because you know how, like Sai, like how every village is kind of different, though? Like, how the Leaf is kind of, like, the most sensible and loving village, I would say. And then there's, like, the Hidden Mist, where they're, like, just cold, calculated killers and nothing else. Yeah. And, like, I think you're totally, like, right. It could be, like,
it's a difference.
He definitely does have a totally different mentality, and it could just be that's how he was raised in that village. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's evil or just...
And you can see, like, he starts to, like, kind of put pieces together, like, in that fight with Shino, like, he's kind of, like... You know, he starts to put pieces together. The things are a lot different.
I think he was sent to analyze Boruto.
Yeah, absolutely.
I totally think he was. And that's why when he fought Iwabi, and he fucked him up, the only person that got him to stop was Boruto with just one, hey, stop.
Well,
and he was I don't want him to not like me. Like, hey, I got to be around him.
My theory is that if he is Orochimaru's, I'm not necessarily going to say son, because like we were talking about forever ago, I don't know if you remember this, Jordan, but... He has a lot of experiments of himself to keep him immortal. And I think he might be a test tube baby.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he totally could.
But he says he's gonna I don't know if he's gonna be my son, as in
like the sun in the sky, like the thing he looks up to.
Which could be interpreted as something to teach him how to be like that.
How Naruto and Sakura
Though like Orochimaru was like older and like, you know, in some manner of speaking, more experienced, not necessarily stronger, but more experienced than Sasuke, when, you know, Orochimaru was sitting there watching Sasuke make, you know, decisions, he was like that wind. He's my wind or something like that blows my my window. He blows my blow my whistle, baby. But he says something along those lines about like how he's, you know, he's going to let him keep doing what he's doing. He's going to kind of sit back and watch, and maybe, you know, he kind of learns from him between like the end of Naruto and, you know, the beginning of Boruto. And so like Mitsuki kind of like gives him this, you know, previous experience that he's had himself, where he's like, hey, Mitsuki, you know, look for somebody that, you know, you're super strong, but look for somebody to kind of show you the way with, like, morals and values and shit.
And have that someone be an Uzumaki, just saying, you know?
Yeah. Uzumaki!
What were you going to say, Bo?
So, my theory on Mitsuki's origins is, I want to say it's Kabuto.
See?
Because you compare, like, other characters, like, their children, at least. Like, yeah, you can piece it together, like, Saiyan Ino had Inojin, the Cloud Chick, and Choji had that big fat bitch. Oh. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you can just, like, yeah, piece it together. So, yeah, based on appearance, I'm thinking it's just Kabuto.
Speaking of which,
like,
how did Choji get that girl, dude?
Dude,
she's got no chest. She's insecure.
Partial expansion jutsu, right, dude?
Slaying the D, boy.
Slaying the D. Yeah, I could, and I was going to say that too, is it could be Kabuto's kid, yeah, which would mean that
somebody got with a scaly ass dragon.
Not like necessarily his kid, but like test tube baby
yeah,
status.
Yeah. Which would, but it would mean that Orochimaru and him kind of like made up for realsies and saw that Naruto was a light boy.
Yeah, which would make sense because Itachi put him under the, what was it? The fuck did they call it?
Oh, that endless jutsu.
Izanagi? Izanami?
Yeah. Yep.
Either that's Izanagi, or Izanagi is when they bring them back to life and lose an eye. Yeah. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the two. I mean, you know, that would make sense why, you know, because when Itachi put him under that, his whole goal was to kind of change Kabuto's morals and values and like,
which he did.
You can't get out until you see the error
Until you see the error of your ways. So if he did come back and Mitsuki, you know, Kabuto,
and he basically heals Naruto.
But what I'm saying is, if he does come back and, you know, kind of has this thing with Mitsuki, it would make sense why he's kind of pushing him towards, you know, Itachi reasonably could be kind of the light of the sun for Kabuto.
Yeah.
So he's kind of teaching Mitsuki to find his
definitely
own.
Definitely. Well, I think we have a lot more to say about Boruto, but I kind of want to leave it there. I know we have a ton more to say. I know all you guys have a ton more to say.
It's only 7 episodes.
Yeah. But we want to...
I just want to say one more thing.
Okay.
Follow me back.
Okay. Way back.
But back to the opening scene of Boruto. I think it's super cool. And this is kind of blending both the movie and the anime back together again. I know I've said a lot, and we're going to talk about the movie different today, but I think it's really cool that Boruto puts on what I assume is Sasuke's headband.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And dope that he has that scar
that goes up into
it. I think that's way fucking cool, because how Sasuke got his strike in his headband and whatever gave Boruto that mark into his headband.
Yeah.
I just feel like that is like super significant.
Yeah.
Just wanted to point that out.
Definitely.
Sure.
And the other thing too, for anybody who's listening, like, this is all strictly based off of just the anime. I don't think any of us have read any of the manga or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
We haven't not read the manga.
We don't really read the mangas because we like to have that fresh
visual experience. Mm-hmm. So we want to leave you guys with a thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And also a recommendation, an anime recommendation. We're going to do one every week of a different anime that's not... They're popular and you can find them easily, but they're not huge like Bleach, Naruto, you know, One Punch Man, Attack on Titan, Fairy Tail, all that. So I'm pretty sure we all decided this week that we're suggesting The Devil is a Part-Timer. Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix. It's only one season, which is a damn heartbreaker, but it is such a good anime, and they could have done so much
with
it.
Like a lot of good animes, they only got one season.
Yeah, yeah. So it's on Netflix, possibly Hulu. Always, like, everything's on Kiss Anime. If you've never heard of Kiss Anime, it's a good website to watch anime for free. But yeah, check out The Devil is a Part-Timer, and thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks again for tuning into Anime Hour. I'm your host, Jordan. That's Maxwell.
Hey, thanks again.
That's Smith.
Catch y'all later.
And we got Bogue.
Punk's not dead.
Bogue's definitely not dead. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, leave comments, and like our Facebook page, Anime Hour.
Also, thanks for listening to the last one. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, bear with us. We're going to get better every week, I think. So Peace.
Peace. Yay.